Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, a great researcher, Doug Hagman, is going to be joining us. Pete's going to ride a little bit with us. Shotgun, because these guys are birds of a feather, really smart. Doug Hagman, HagmanReport.com, coming up. Pete Santilli of PeterSantilli.com is here with us now. Other big issues that are out there for you on the radar right now, Peter Santilli.
You know, we're in this major investigation going on, uncovering the cartel deeply embedded in bribing public officials. And this is not conspiracy theory. Even El Chapo, through his testimony, and also leaks through his attorney, that these politicians, if you ever wondered why the system is so corrupt, like the judges like Kelly, they're on the payroll. They get bribed. They get their trinkets on the side. They get these mortgage refinances. We're investigating that. And it's not a conspiracy theory, because the president of Mexico is on the payroll of the Sinaloa cartel. The FBI director was just brought up for trial. But that is a major, major investigation going on. And it's easy to see the anomalies when you do open source research, because mortgages and title is out in the open. So we're going after who we suspect are corrupt criminals. We're going to expose them.
And by the way, that was my next point. It's like the season of exposure. Everything the globalists are doing right now is being exposed. And the Mexican president, who literally is known to work with the Sinaloa cartel, says, if you target our cartels, we'll throw your elections. I mean, they talk about Russian collusion. Here's a head of state saying, I'll control your election.
El Chapo said out of his prison cell at ADX in Colorado, several stories below ground, that if it weren't for the American politicians on the payroll, he would have never been as successful as he was. That tells you everything you need to know. But, you know, back to the point, you asked me a question as to what I think needs to be done, where we're going. They have been planning for decades to categorize us, get us reeducated. Those that won't, like me, that are belligerent, won't comply. They'll exterminate us. This is coming, folks. They've spoken of it. They've even started it with releasing a bioweapon. They have no qualms with killing millions and millions of people wrapped in an American flag, dressed as a medical industrial complex person. So this is coming to us. But what we can do is at the county and state level, let's get with our sheriffs, start prosecuting the people at these hospitals that have been killing people in our communities with remdesivir. Let's shut down these computer systems that are being controlled back end by companies that are foreign, like Ericsson Corporation and iConnective. They have a way to technologically get into our systems, and it's being run by a foreign corporation called Ericsson. And they were given the authority to do that by the FCC. Huge things we can do, but it has to happen at the county level. Think your residents, think your county, think your state. And guess what? We can just opt out of that 10 square miles, just as we did in 1776, have a declaration of freedom, and just basically don't even speak to them. We'll just do our own thing and do it right at the county level. That's what I believe we need to do, and stand in the gap peacefully, I might add. Communist Romania, they wanted Laszlo Toks, the pastor. Well, Ceausescu, that communist dictator, wanted to come get him because he had a church with some young people that were very vigorously proclaiming their faith in Jesus Christ. The people stood in the gap. A few started in a candlelight vigil and said, if you want our pastor, you got to come past us. They stood there peacefully. They said, you know, tens of millions of people joined and stood in the gap. Now, of course, some people died because Ceausescu shot them. But guess what? Communism will disintegrate. The police, the military, the bureaucracy will disintegrate when we decide to just completely and totally become the most ungovernable batch of belligerents.
Well, that's right. We have to call their bluff. It'll be 1,000 times worse if we don't. We're going to have to go through some pain here, folks, but we've got to do it. Pete Santilli, stay right there, PeterSantilli.com. What an incredible time to be alive right now. The globalists are at their most dangerous. We talked about this morning off air, because they're losing on every front. They are going to pull some major crap. And I wanted to hold you over with the great Doug Hagman coming on, because you guys are parallel in your analysis. I want to hear you both talk. What people are missing about January 6th, Fauci's Acosta interview that's so important, the pillaging of our monetary system, and more. HagmanPI.com. We'll be right back. HagmanPI.com. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself the last 28 years to be over the globalist target and having the biggest effect out there against those tyrants. And we fund our operation with viewers and listeners' support while selling you great products at the same time. So I want to thank all the viewers and listeners who have supported us over the years by spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, and buying product. But I really want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence, that have never actually gone to InfoWarsStore.com, to go there and get the great books and films and supplements and survival gear that's there that won't just empower you and enrich your life, but again, will keep this broadcast transmitting. So whether it's Real Red Pill Plus or our super high quality CBD oil or the 50% off or our great physio magnesium product, or whether it's Down and Out, our great sleep aid that's back in stock, it's all there. Our turmeric, 95% cumanoid, strongest out there, turmeric 95, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on the air. So make the decision to enrich your life and keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com.
I brought up the subject of what's going to happen after we take over the government. We become responsible then for administrating, 250 million people. And there was no answers. No one had given any thought to economics. How are you going to clothe and feed these people? The only thing that I could get was that they expected that the Cubans and the North Vietnamese and the Chinese and the Russians would all want to occupy different portions of the United States. They also believed that their immediate responsibility would be to protect against what they called the counter-revolution. And they felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest, where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill 25 million people. I want you to imagine sitting in a room with 25 people, most of which have graduate degrees from Columbia and other well-known educational centers, and hear them figuring out the logistics for the elimination of 25 million people. And they were dead serious.
And that all came out in court, all confirmed Larry Graswald, Green Beret, Vietnam. They recruited him in the Weather Underground. He approached the FBI and said, they want me to join this. He did, and he helped bring down the people that advised Obama. Well, it's been a long time since Doug Hagman's been on. He's had a lot of stuff going on, and we've been praying for him. He's a great guy. We really going to reach out to him, even though it's been a few years now, with the death of his son. But he has been back in the saddle for quite a bit of time, fighting hard, and he's here with us. He's a great researcher and a very well-known, successful private detective, and even more well-known talk show host. And, he also knows, Pete Santilli, who will leave us here in a couple segments, but I wanted him to be able to pop in with things he can add to this investigation. But Mr. Hagman, great to have you on with us. HagmanPI.com. The subjects I wanted to get you on are the exact subjects you sent over you wanted to talk about. What do you want to tackle first, my friend? And good to have you back on InfoWars.
Alex, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. And I appreciate all you do. Pete, I appreciate you. I've been following your latest investigative work, and I got to tell you, it's right spot on. I went through the paperwork of Judge Kelly and all of the rulings during that trial. And I was surprised to hear, I guess it was just breaking just moments ago or earlier today about the Kelly's ruling. So pretty, I mean, not surprising, but certainly it's disconcerting to say the least. So thank you, Pete, for what you're doing. Alex, of course, thank you for everything you've done. And I appreciate being back on.
You were the first guy I heard about Hunter Biden's laptop from. You'd heard about from the state police that was going to be coming out.
I have it right here.
Yeah,
a copy.
Go ahead.
I have a copy of his hard drive right here. I'm holding a copy of his hard drive. I'm sorry about that. I mean, yeah, I'm holding a copy of his hard drive. I've got two copies, one with and one without the, shall I say, personal things. And
well, at the time you said it was pedophile stuff, and everybody's like, oh, then later it came out, and now it's just kind of normalized, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, and that's the intent. That was the intent of everything, the normalization of pedophilia. We see that taking place right now. We everything that you and I have spoken about, you've spoken about, Pete's been speaking about, it has really come to pass. And that is where we are right now. Should not be unexpected. And, of course, you wrote about it in your book, The Great Reset, which I've got a couple of copies of. Appreciate that as well. So, you know, here we are. January 6th, by the way, I think people are missing the boat on that. I don't want to say can verify, but I've heard the same thing Pete Santilli said about the official recognition and so on. But a bigger aspect of that, just very quickly, is why what happened on January 6th and why it happened. Conservative Treehouse did an analysis, and I copied some of the analysis and put it up on my website. But the fact is, this was an operation in order to prevent Congress from delaying the certification of the state electoral votes, which required a crisis. And that crisis, or an emergency, invokes special House rules. So about 3 minutes before they were going to vote or discuss the motion to delay certification of state electoral votes, the top brass, Pelosi, Pence, of course, Schumer, and McConnell were escorted out of the chambers. And that subject never came up again into the night, 1, 2, 3 in the morning. So the bottom line is people are looking away from that vote. It delayed the vote. And by delaying the vote, I should add this, it creates a position that takes away standing in the Supreme Court setting, which is why none of the cases – ostensibly why none of the cases went through the Supreme Court.
It didn't allow a smaller number of senators to vote and push it through?
Well, that too. I mean, there were a number of different facets, but the bigger objective was accomplished, and that was not to challenge the electoral votes.
So we all had a rally to say we don't believe the election went into an investigation. They hijacked part of our rally, wanted it to be far worse, but still hyped it up as a pretext to then be able to go ahead and certify things without an investigation.
Yeah, you would think that this could have been done another way, but they exploited the situation. Pelosi did primarily, and then, of course, you had Schumer as well as McConnell, who's very guilty, as well as Pence, invoking an emergency status, changing the rules, and then, of course, preventing two motions that were about to be presented before Congress, requiring the Speaker of the House and minority leaders and the President of the Congress to be present. And, of course, they were escorted from the chambers, and the rest is history. And that's so it was mission accomplished in that respect.
Wow. Please continue. And then I want your take on where this is going, because January 6th is clearly blown up their face. They're very, very scared of it. Finish your other point. And then your view on where this is going.
Well, I think I was listening to Pete during the hour, and I think what he said about Kelly and about the infestation, the criminality of our we don't have a justice system, we have a legal system that masquerades as a justice system. I think that all is all playing into the everything's connected. The what we're seeing with the banks, what we saw with the lockdowns, all of this is interrelated. And I think people are have to take both a granular look at things, but also a view from maybe cruising altitude 30, 40,000 feet. So I think everything that we're seeing happen today with the banks, with the bail-ins, and these are bail-ins, I mean, for crying out loud, call them what you want, redefine everything what you want. What we're seeing right now is this push, and you stated this and you wrote about it, this push toward this digital monetary panopticon of surveillance and control, digital currency, central bank digital currency. And I think that's where the objective is, the next objective, as we see more banks fall.
Is there a way for us, now that we're already in the jaws of this, to mitigate it? Or can we just say we don't want the solution of the central bank digital currency and all the carbon taxes and social credit score that come with it? I mean, is this already too late to stop this? When we come back, we'll talk about it with both of you men. Or what can we do in this key time we're all living in right now? All right, ladies and gentlemen, Doug Hagman, at Doug Hagman on Twitter, HagmanReport.com, and he wants you to visit the site HagmanPI.com. We'll come back and cover this earth-shattering huge development, because the quickening is here. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Great Doug Hackman and Pete Santilli are riding shotgun with us. Pete's going to leave at the end of this segment, but he's got a few comments to make. I appreciate him holding over, and I'm going to continue on with Doug Hackman. But Doug, big picture, I see Trump coming out and saying, oh, look, Signature Bank banned him after January 6th, and I see the fact that we're pushing LGBTQP, all that. And I've had a few people call me and say, oh, isn't this really the good guys taking down the money laundering operation of Sam Bankman-Fried and what was happening with FTX? Is there anything to that? Because the system does seem somewhat caught off guard by this. We know they want to bring down the regional banks, don't want lending, but it doesn't seem like they have their central bank digital currency ready. I mean, is there any silver lining to this?
Well, I'd like to think there would be, but I think a lot of that is hopium, and I'm not, addicted to hopium. Look, I don't know. I don't have any specific information except that I would say that, what Pete Santilli said earlier, who benefits? We have to look at who benefits. I mean, look at the lockdowns. Now I don't want to encroach on Pete's time, but look at the lockdowns that we endured. Who benefited from that? And of course, at the end of the day, I think the globalist agenda is being pushed upon us, and I think this is all part of it, where you have the banks are they're overextended, bad loans, bad investments, and the bad management. I mean, the CEO of the Silicon Bank, he did a mea culpa in a tracksuit from one of the biggest and best golf resorts in Scotland. I mean, for crying out loud, you can't make this stuff up. So I don't know. I'd like to see silver lining. I don't think this has anything to do with good guys. But then again, I could be wrong. I'd like to hear.
I think you're right. I want to get Pete's take on that. But I mean, here's an example. Everybody's like, oh, Sam Bankman-Fried, he's a crook. He was loaning money for the Democrats. That'll bring him down. Now it's bringing down all the crypto, and the crypto is overall a good idea and a good thing. So the globalists set these people up for falls, and because part of a globalist operation is being blown up, that's more of a detonator blow us all up, in my view. Pete Santilli, your view on that and other comments.
If you recall, just several weeks ago, the FTX debacle had come about. And guess what? They always say, follow the money, follow the money. Well, if you follow the money, FTX had an international operation. SBF said that the international operation brought FTX down. Well, you track that all the way back to the Ukraine, the New World Order's piggy bank, and then you factor in a couple of things. Who benefits from the takedown of us belligerents that are out there trading cryptocurrencies in Bitcoin? Who benefits with that takedown? And then you take a look at Silvergate, that just, 2 weeks ago was the first canary in the coal mine as far as banks that unfolded. Well, FTX, the bank that held the FTX money was Silverbank. They're literally connected to the CIA. We track them, of course. We don't have a clearance, but really shady outfit known as Tether. Tether doesn't have an accounting of anything. They've already been fined in the millions of dollars by the SEC for running roughshod. They are at the top of the food chain as far as the cryptocurrencies are concerned. Well, guess what? Tether is about to unravel. The banking system that was holding FTX, Silvergate, just unraveled. And most of these banks that are unraveling right now are connected and heavily invested in cryptocurrency. Now, marry that in parallel with, of course, Joe Biden's 17-page executive order to bring in a centralized digital currency. Who benefits from the takedown of cryptocurrency outside of a centralized system? We know the centralized bankers do. They want to basically destroy and have their own monopoly to destroy any competition. That's what they do. These corporatists do it over and over again. And, you know, if I could, I want to make sure I get this in. It's such an honor. And, Doug, our prayers have been with you over the years and your family. It's not only an honor, it's almost surreal. I will say this. When people say, "Geez, Antilli, how do you have all this stuff in your head? How do you know about Larry Graswell? How do you know about the New World Order? How do you know about how many times Doug Haddon has looked at a laptop, dating all the way back to Anthony Weiner, Imran Awang? He's got the largest number of laptops. He should be called the Federal Bureau of Laptops. But it's an honor to be here with you two gentlemen. I consider you both to be the New World Order propaganda assassins. I would say we should induct you into the Hall of Fame. And it's an honor to be with
you. Well, Pete, we'll talk to you soon with all the stuff you're tracking. God bless. Thank you so much. All right, Doug, you got a lot to say, but you're a very polite, humble guy. So I'm going to try to shut up for like 4 minutes to break. We'll come back, give you the floor. You know, a lot of stuff you want to hit here today. You've been hard to get on, so I want to get you on to talk about Fauci's Acosta interview, the pillaging of our monetary system, and more. So start taking it away here.
Well, okay, about the Fauci-Acosta interview, I think it lasted 9.5 minutes. I looked at it from the prism or through the prism as an investigator. And I've conducted a lot of interviews myself with criminal suspects, with witnesses and such. I've been on both sides of the glass, so to speak, in the interview rooms. And I watched that. And I watched Fauci minimize his involvement, first of all, in the first part of this, with respect to the release of the bioweapon known as SARS-CoV-2 or COVID-19. And then I watched as well, and a lot of times when you have a suspect or a person, they minimize their involvement, especially when they're guilty. That's a tactic of the guilty. I'm not saying that's the case here. I'm saying it matches that context. So when I saw that, I thought, my goodness, you know, this guy is telegraphing his guilt right on national television. And then as the interview progressed, he was confronted with the fact, well, some people want you, by Acosta saying some people want to see you in you know, charged and put in jail. And, you know, most innocent people would be absolutely outraged, and the reaction would not be like Fauci's was, okay? Fauci's was tempered and saying, for what? You know, and a complete denial. Again, fitting a very, very narrow behavioral profile, at least in my view, based on my investigative analysis of the interview. And I think this is perhaps one of the most telling interviews. Even the head-to-head between Fauci and Rand Paul in Congress, that was a very contentious situation. This is Fauci in familiar territory, friendly territory. Acosta saying, "Hey, you know what? Nah, you know, take it easy, Tony. It's okay." You know, you can almost see that back and forth. And then for him to really, number one, again, attempt to minimize his role in the natural origin story, and then to say, well, it could be both, and twist himself in the pretzel, saying that.
Trying to cover all the bases and the lies he told and what he said. Now, when we come back, we'll talk more about this because you are a crime expert and reading people, but we have the former head of the CDC turning state's evidence. I'm sure you saw some of it, saying, no, it was created here, it was sent to China, Fauci ran it, he's lying. This is the biggest, you know, bio leak ever. Gain of function, they did it. I mean, Redfield was the only guy 2 years ago that wouldn't say it didn't come from a lab. Well, it turns out he knows, so he's not going down with the ship. How big is that, and how do they contain that? This is such a big deal. Doug Hagman, stay with us. We'll be right back on the other side. Be sure to visit his website, ladies and gentlemen, HagmanPI.com.
I've got some good news. Our high-quality supplements really work, and we have about an 80% reorder rate with customers. That's the good news. They're amazing. The bad news is around 1% or a little less of our actual viewers and listeners ever go to InfoWarsStore.com and ever actually buy the products.
So you're missing out on these products, plus it funds the InfoWar. Think of what we've done with just 1% of our massive audience actually buying products. Think what would happen if those of you on the fence actually went to InfoWarsStore.com and got some of these amazing products. I would recommend turmeric 95 for your joints, your bones, inflammation, to get one of the biggest effects so you reorder and see how great it is. Also, we've got the super high quality full spectrum CBD oil that's so good for your neurological systems, your brain, your joints, your bones as well. Or Real Red Pill Plus. Just go try the product, fund the InfoWar, and help us defeat the new order together. InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun, you will come to the island without me. Longing for the sun, you will come.
All right, Doug Hagman is our guest. Great researcher. He sent me an article that's not to be. Here's how the government plans to stop more banks from crumbling and turning this thing into a full-blown banking crisis. Let's continue along that line in a minute, but first let's get back to Fauci, the Acosta interview. I saw that this weekend, and I actually meant to play it Sunday, and I meant to get to it today because it's so incredible. He gets up there and he says, everyone agrees it didn't come out of a lab. Then he goes on to say, no, we looked at both sides. We don't know where it came out of. And so, yeah, this is like, he's not being interrogated by an FBI agent or by a lawyer. He has a friendly guy there with him, and he just comes off as completely incredible. Plus, we don't need to know he's incredible. We have all the documents. We know what went on. We have the emails. We have the whistleblowers. So speak to that, and then where you think this goes from here, because I don't see how it comes out that the FBI framed people and destroyed evidence, and then the judge just said, I don't care. I don't see how it comes out they had provocateurs and that the Q shaman was let in and, you know, brought in and was taking selfies with the cops like he said, but the judge wouldn't let in his court case. I don't see how it comes out they've opened the borders on purpose or shipped in fentanyl that's killed so many and, you know, of our families. And just all of it's coming out, the illegal spying, the surveillance beyond the First Amendment. And I'm not saying First Amendment isn't important, but I said Friday, that's a side issue. We all know they're censoring, violating the First Amendment. And they have a bunch of agencies with government and corporations and think tanks and dinosaur media and big tech in dashboards surveilling and censoring and shutting down, quote, the truth for monetary gain. I mean, it's the definition of organized crime and racketeering. So here's my question. I'm ranting. How would you quantify the moment we're in? Because I think they're burning down in front of us, but I think that makes them the most dangerous because they can do anything now.
No, I agree with you 100%. I think right now we're at a nexus, we're at a hinge moment in history. We're at a nexus point where they're lying. We know they're lying. They know we know they're lying. And that makes them super dangerous. Super dangerous because they don't care. Right now, they really don't care. If their plans, plots, and schemes are visible to everyone, because the way they're looking at it is, what the heck are you going to do about it? You know, so here we are. We're going to advance this agenda. And the agenda, as we all know, of course, is open borders, attack on our, of course, borders, language, culture, as Mark Levin says. We see the intelligence community, the DOJ, weaponized against you and me and people like us, moms at school boards, dads and moms at council meetings. What we're seeing here, and oh, by the way, all of that is in somewhat of an artifact from Barack Hussein Obama, Eric Holder, and people forget about so many headlines. I mean, people forget about the Cairo speech he made, and people forget about, I mean, you know, going back into 08, the Maidan Revolution, the color revolution in Ukraine, Samantha Power's role, and others. So, Victoria Nuland, and Obama, the Arab Spring, people are forgetting about the groundwork that's being laid. Heck, people have even forgot about East Palestine already, which is just about an hour and a half south of me. So with everything that's coming forth right now, I believe we are facing the most dangerous time, or we are in the most dangerous time in American history, at least recent American history, because
And by the way, I think that's all. That's an understatement. I mean, there's no doubt you're right. It's so dangerous with Russia and tactical nukes and just all of it. It's historically a deflection point, as you said, or a nexus point where things cascade and then it's a chain reaction. We're in the chain reaction right now.
Exactly, and you know, it's at this point, you know. To coin or to paraphrase Hillary Clinton, what difference does it make? I can hear her say that, you know, right now with respect to all of the revelations. And as Pete said, and as you said earlier about the January 6th, about what happened at that point. I mean, right now, the Department of Justice, they're still going after people from January 6th. They're never going to admit the weaponization, the plans, the integration between the FBI. And yes, what Pete said, yes, I've got the same information about Ukrainian assets on the ground in D.C.
Well, they got videotaped. We see them.
Exactly. So, I mean, but to get the average person to understand this, which is, again, I'm thankful for your show, to get the average person to understand what's happening and how we are being played is so difficult. I don't know where this is going to go. But I can see the fact that Russia, China, Iran, all of these countries look at us as very weak. We are, our financial system is based on nothing. Modern monetary theory at best is what we're seeing now with the banks. And of course, that's a kind of a Bernie Sanders, AOC, Stephanie Kelton authored a book about that that goes back a few decades. So with all of this right now, you know, what's the next shoe to drop? I don't know, but it wouldn't surprise me to hear that Manhattan's gone, you know, from a nuke or something similar, because they are advancing their agenda.
Exactly. If you look at the escalation curve, it's parabolic.
100%. Yes. And you hit that. By the way, again, I don't want this to sound trivial or trite, but your book, The Great Reset, really got into that. And I learned a lot from The Great Reset, okay, your book. And I want to thank you for writing that.
Thank you for writing that.
I'll tell you what, everyone should have a copy of that, because it really outlines everything that you said in your programs, really, for the past, since day one. And I think that if people understood how big this is and the fact that the people in power are laughing at us, and if that doesn't piss you off, not you, but the people off, I don't know why. You know, what's it going to take to get people off the couch?
Oh, it does piss me off, because now it's all out in the open.
Exactly. And this mass formation psychosis, a fancy name for just being stupid, I guess. Look, I don't know. I think people, I don't want to say stupid. I guess just
asleep.
So, thank you. Yeah, drugged out and asleep, indeed. So, but by the way, I want to thank you very much. I just want to say this, you know, it's been a rough couple of years since my son died. He would be 40 this month, and he died 3 years ago, leaving my grandson, who's 3 and a half. I've got to say that, that was a murder scene, by the way. And thank you for everything that you know, you've said and done. But
I appreciate you. I couldn't imagine. I have a son, and I know it was very suspicious. It took you out of the game some, but we're
oh, yeah.
I mean, I know you've been here and there, but we're really glad you're back, Doug. People need you.
Well, thank you. But the reason I mentioned that is because when I read, what really hampered me was the fact that the crime scene or the death scene was not secured and it was tampered with, and things I found out afterwards, and the state of his body afterwards. But what killed him was fentanyl, and I was able to trace the fentanyl from my town to the border. I know exactly where it came in, and I turned that information over to the Department of Justice, and they have yet to do anything about that. And that pisses me off, and I'm sorry for sounding like that.
No, I have so many friends and people whose kids think they're smoking a marijuana cigarette. It's got fentanyl in them. It just kills them. I mean, I know like 10 yes. people who had their kids die from vape pens or from marijuana laced with it, or some kid just gives them a pill and tells them it's nothing, and they're dead an hour later.
Which makes me really believe, when I look at this and I see the numbers, because I do receive some briefings about the numbers of, or the amount of fentanyl.
Stay there, Doug. Stay. We'll get into fentanyl. This really hit home and killed your son. It terrifies me, because they're lacing everything with it, folks. Babies are on playgrounds, eat it and die. I mean, it's insane. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Shout back at the devil's face in the name of Jesus Christ, folks. All right, Doug Hackman's here with us for a little bit the next hour. Obviously, the warm today is going to be hotter than Hades with all the news. It's breaking 3 p.m. Central. Joe Salente always on fire. Put up next hour. But Doug Hackman's son died with someone poisoning him with fentanyl. And I know, Doug, he'd take responsibility if that wasn't the case. This happens so much where people will drug people to rob them with fentanyl. It happens really bad in Mexico. It happens in the Dominican Republic. It happens all over. And I literally know so many people personally. I know everybody listening does who died of fentanyl. And, of course, it's made by MIT back in the 70s. It's 100 times stronger than the strongest heroin. China is shipping it in mass. And I remember my ex-wife was divorcing me. And in the divorce, the money's locked up, so I couldn't get another house. But the only thing I could find was a three-bedroom condominium so I could see my kids. I've been out about a month out of the house. And some friends came over, and they said, let's go to this sushi place over here. And I don't really like sushi, but we went to the sushi place. And so people were talking crap in the place. That happens, quite a bit. And I only had one vodka and soda with my sushi. So I hadn't been drinking. One drink, don't even feel that. And I felt kind of sick and lightheaded. And luckily, my apartment was about 300 yards away, the apartment building. And by the time I got the elevator, I was on my knees. I don't even remember getting to the bed. Well, they also roofied one of my friends. He passed out in his car because he lived in another part of Austin in the parking garage and woke up 6 hours later and had the worst hangover ever. So that's one problem when you're famous or a patriot. People can poison you. That happened. And so it's just a really crazy world we live in. And you were saying before the break, you tracked the fentanyl. You said they left it on your son's keyboard as well, I guess, to attack whoever tried to get in there. It looks like, was this a political hit job, or what was this targeting you? Because I know you got a lot of threats over helping bring down Wiener. You helped break, all so much of this stuff. I know you were really concerned right around that time, and you're not a drama queen. Do you think your son was targeted to get after you, or what do you think happened?
Alex, my son was engaged in some, he elevated his risk profile. I'll just say it that way, all right? He was engaged in activity he probably shouldn't have been engaged in with people that he really didn't know. He invited people over, long story short, along with somebody he knew very well. Suddenly, he was injected with three times the lethal dose of fentanyl. I've got the coroner's report. I know more about his body in death than I did in life, which is not a good place for a father to be. They left him in his house for 5 hours. Roughly 5 hours. They robbed him of his valuables. They took his identification, stole his identification, and then did some other things. I pressed the district attorney to do to open a murder investigation. Sadly, the crime scene was contaminated, so I asked for an equivocal death investigation, which I spearheaded, and resulted in one person going to jail for 180 days, which actually, if you look at it, that's not too bad in the scheme of things.
Yeah, the current atmosphere is they're letting mass shooters out in a week.
Yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous. But I guess the whole point of this is the fact that when you look at the fentanyl crisis and you look at what's taking place, we can stop and should stop this fentanyl coming in, because this is a biological weapon as much as, if not more, than the SARS-CoV-2 was. Now, if you're engaged in high-risk behavior, I get it. You're playing
Russian
roulette.
But that's how the British broke up China, was shipping opium in. I mean, this is not the first time this has been done.
No, it's not. So for the borders to be left open by China Joe, in his regime, his handlers and backers, of course, this is part of the eugenics program. That's the larger view.
And
of
that's
things.
A good point, because this happened to your son under Trump, who was trying to control it. I've seen numbers of fentanyl, three times what was just coming in now, what was coming in before?
Oh, the numbers are outrageous. You've got, in 1 month, I think it was in November or December, they interdicted enough fentanyl to kill every man, woman, and child in the United States. All right. That's how much of a threat that we face.
And if you're a TV viewer, that's the amount of pure fentanyl it causes to kill a 200-pound person.
Exactly. So people have to realize that, again, whether it's the southern border, whether it's the banking collapses, you look at everything in kind of a the entire situation is a crime scene all by itself. I mean, this is one big crime scene, and at the epicenter of this, of course, are the globalists, the China Joe Biden, Mr. Potato Head, whatever you want to call him, and the son Hunter. The documents on the laptop, which have been authenticated, obviously, show his relationship to Communist China, Communist Chinese Party, bringing in drugs into the United States to take us down from within, fomenting discord. I mean, all of this is all part of that reset, great reset plan.
And that's in the Chinese unconventional warfare document.
Absolutely, it is. And again, when you see a string of disasters happen, and people say, well, gee whiz, we've had fires at these plants all forever. Well, no, hold on a second. You're looking at very specific hub points.
Well, plus the trade organizations admit power plant attacks, power relay system attacks, food plant attacks, all of it is up several 100% above records. This is not an accident.
No. And to say it's an accident, look, I get sometimes that things happen. Accidents do
no,
happen.
No, some of it is, but most of it's
right.
Premeditated.
Exactly. And I think for example, just like on January 6th, okay, if you go back to January 6th, I don't want to seem like I'm jumping around, but the template is pretty much the same. What about those pipe bombs on January 6th? Gee whiz, why haven't we heard anything more about those pipe bombs? Well, when you look at the mission of J6, what the Pelosi, in my view, the Pelosi crime family and Schumer and the rhinos and deep state, what they had planned was to, of course, stop the motions of looking at the potentially fraudulent electoral votes. That was accomplished. So they didn't need those pipe bombs. That was more like an insurance policy to what happened on J6. So that just kind of went away.
Exactly. They couldn't get people to bust in to stop the regular vote for an investigation, have the quick vote to certify. They were going to detonate pipe bombs to evacuate the Capitol.
Right. And I think, again, I think that people are waking up. And the question I get most often is, well, what can we do about this? Well, I'll tell you what. I know we're doing all we can. That's by, you know, talking to people, explaining what's going on, but we have to do more. And I think we have to really start at a local level. And you know what, Alex, I'll just say this. I don't see this coming to a happy conclusion. I don't see any way out of this. I'm not advocating violence, but I see the options closing very rapidly. And when the options close and they continue to double and triple down on us, you know, where does that leave us? So I'm kind of pessimistic about the future in terms of the solutions, because they're taking away the solutions, the avenues of redress. The justice system is gone. It's a legal system, but not a justice system.
Well, you saw what happened to me, and it's not about me, folks. And I say that I'm not being selfless. It's about you. Two weaponized trials where I was found guilty by judges and then juries were told I was guilty, and then false financials are given to the juries to have giant verdicts. They're weaponizing everything, and they don't care, even though they're destroying their own future as well.
You know, I watched that entire when it was made public, I watched that entire proceeding, and to say that you were – I mean – I cannot believe that – well, I can believe it, but it hurts my heart to see a once great country take a patriot and to take away all of the legal forms of redress. And what happened to you was just unconscionable. When I watched the whole thing, it was just hard for me to believe. You were guilty. And we're going to work from there.
Well, it was hard for me to believe. In fact, it was surreal.
Man. You know, but again, here we have J6 prisoners, right? So they're still in the gulags. There's a lot of great talk from some of our congressmen, congresswomen, but they're still in the jails of D.C. So if that's the case, who's on our side? I mean, what are we going to do if they're still there? I mean, why are they still there?
Well, I'll tell you what the good news is. Let's talk about this in the final 5 minutes. It's the whistleblowers. Right. And not just in government, but every level. I see you agree. And we'll talk about that because we want to demonize the FBI all day. It's just a captured institution. It's hijacked. It's not our enemy, but it is hijacked. But they've had thousands of whistleblowers, and they never even hits the news. But there's more and more, and they can't stop them all. Doug Hagman's our guest. Check out his excellent website and show, HagmanPI.com. And then Gerald Slinton is coming up. We're going to do 5 more minutes, though. And please, folks, I haven't plugged in 2 hours. InfoWarsStore.com for this on air.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.